This is a very important evening on our church calendar.
在这个教会的日历上, 这是一个很重要的一天。
It is the evening in which we remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是一个我们纪念主耶稣去世的一个晚上。
You could imagine how Satan himself felt the instant he saw Jesus die.
你可以想象出
In that moment in time, you can imagine that his thought was that he finally won.
在那一个时候,
he managed to beat God. And yet elsewhere in the writings of the Apostle Paul, we learn that if the rulers of this world only knew what the cross would have done,
在使徒保罗的书信里面，我们看到，如果这个世上人知道十字架的功效的话，
if they only knew, they never would have crucified him.
假如他们真的知道了十字架，他们不会让去钉死耶稣。
In this evening, I'd like to walk you through a learning process that the Apostle Paul himself took.
今天晚上我带你们经历
To a point where he makes a major mistake in his preaching ministry. But through that mistake, he comes to realize an important lesson that will come with him for the rest of his ministry. So I invite you to turn to Acts chapter 17.
请你们翻开圣经到使徒行传17章。
And in Acts chapter 17, Paul is on a second missionary journey.
使徒行传17章是在保罗第二次布道旅行的时候发生的。
He had already had a very eventful life until now.
在他到目前为止，他的生活是很平静的。
He was trained in the best Jewish schools.
他是在最好的
He was evidently also trained and had a decent background in philosophy. He was known among the Jews for being very zealous for what he believed. Before being converted, he was known for persecuting the Christians.
在他得救以前,
And you remember his conversion as he's traveling down the road to Damascus in order to bring Christians back to Jerusalem in chains.
你记得他去大马色的路上的目的是要把基督徒用锁链把他们绑起来把他们带到耶路撒冷。
And he's met in a very literal manner by Jesus Christ on that road.
所以在那条路上他遇到了基督耶稣。
And Jesus strikes him blind.
基督让他变得瞎。
And in the act of striking him blind, he opened his eyes in a real sense.
把他眼睛变瞎的时候, 也就等于让他睁开了他的眼睛。
He was once, physically he could see.
他以前眼睛是可以看。
And then he became physically blind.
然后他身体不能看。
Spiritually, he went from one who was completely blind to a man who could see. And so on this second missionary journey of Paul, in the beginning of the chapter, he ends up in the city of Thessalonica. And he's essentially run out of town by the Jews in Thessalonica. And he takes Silas with him and he heads to the city of Berea.
他走到那个皮利亚的时候，他把Silas把他带去了。
And he's preaching the gospel in Berea.
当他在皮利亚传道的时候,
and Timothy finally leaves Thessalonica and catches up with him in Berea.
提摩太也就离开了帖撒罗尼迦，在那里跟他见面。
And then the Jews who ran him out of town in Thessalonica,
在犹太人在这个帖撒罗尼迦的时间过了,
they followed him all the way down to Berea.
他们也离开了，随他到了比利亚。
And they ran out of town out of Berea.
他们从比利亚也把他赶出去了。
And so he ends up in Athens.
其实他到了雅典,
but he left Silas and Timothy behind.
可是他把希拉跟提摩太留下来,
and he's in Athens alone.
他一个人到了雅典,
without his friends,
他在那里没有朋友,
without any real support group around him,
没有人可以帮他忙, 支持他,
and he begins to look around at the city.
他就在雅典里面走来走去,
and it says in verse 16 that his spirit was so provoked within him that he saw the city full of idols.
在雅典16章里面说在雅典看得满城都是偶像使得心里非常着急.
This is Athens.
这是雅典.
This is the Harvard and Oxford of the ancient world.
所以这是在古时候的就好像现在的哈佛跟牛津大学一样.
This is the place in the ancient world where all of the thinkers came from.
在古时候这个地方是所有的思想家发生的地方.
This is the city of Plato and Aristotle.
这就是柏拉图跟亚里士多德的地方.
This is the city of Socrates.
这里是苏格拉底的地方.
It's the city of wisdom.
这个是一个有智慧的城.
It's the city where they value discussing ideas.
在这个城里面大家很重视怎么样讨论各式各样的看法跟观念.
And it's also a city that was wholly filled with idols.
也是一个城里面充满了偶像.
And Paul, in his complete disturbance over the idols,
所以保罗在这里被这些偶像打击心里面受到打击很大.
He begins speaking with people on Jesus and the resurrection.
他开始跟人谈基督跟基督的复活.
And two local schools of philosophy, the Stoics and the Epicureans, heard his message.
所以在这里面有两门的学术, 他们听到了这, 两个学术的人听到他是传讲的.
And the Stoics and the Epicureans were really two complete opposites of the same type of philosophy.
所以是毕国罗跟斯多亚两人是彼此相反的相对的.
Both of them believed that everything that was spiritual was good and everything that was physical was bad.
他们同时都相信凡是属灵的都是好的, 凡是属肉体的都是坏的.
And so the Stoic said, because everything that is physical is bad, I can't really do anything at all.
所以这个斯多亚说,凡是属肉体都是坏的,我们一点办法都没有办法.
And the Epicurean said, well, since everything that is spiritual is good and everything that is physical is bad, well, we're going to die tomorrow, so let's just eat, drink, and be merry.
所以比波罗人就是说,反正是坏的都是坏的,我们就干脆大家开始享受,明天就死了算了.
And so they brought Paul up to Mars Hill.
所以他们就把保罗带去了.
And Mars Hill was the place where the Athenian Council had met.
在他们去的时候是那个地方的公会的审判会的聚会所.
It would have been an ideal place for a man to preach to a large audience of people.
就是一个很理想, 让一个人可以向很多人传讲.
And so Paul gets up and begins to preach his sermon.
所以保罗就站起来开始传道.
In what text does he use to preach his sermon?
他用什么来传的呢?
He doesn't use anything from the Bible.
他并没有用圣经.
He doesn't use anything from the Old Testament.
他并没有从旧约.
You can imagine in your mind's eye that he walks over to an altar and he points to it.
你可以想他可能走到那个讲台上就,
and he says, this altar has an inscription on it.
他说这个讲台上面有刻了字.
It says, to the God that you do not know.
这里说你不认识的神.
And so then he's going to try to attempt to explain the character of God from an idol.
所以他想要从这个偶像的身上讲到神的特征.
As such, he never really gets to Jesus Christ until his last sentence.
他一直没到最后一句话才讲到耶稣基督.
He doesn't at all mention the concepts of sin, righteousness, judgment.
他没有完全讲到
propitiation, redemption, and then this message was really the least fruitful of all of his ministries. He did have a few converts. We don't really know if they were actually believers. We do know that at that time, Paul didn't share enough the gospel for them to actually believe. Have you ever failed?
他有没有失败了?
You ever failed at a task you were doing at work?
你有没有就是失败在你工作上失败了?
You ever failed the test you took at school?
你有没有在你考试的时候失败了?
How do you feel after you fail?
你失败了以后你怎么感觉吧?
You feel down.
你觉得很, 漏气。
You feel depressed. You just don't want to do anything anymore. And so Paul just literally kicks the dust off of his feet and he goes to the next major city on his tour. He goes to the city of Corinth. And if you thought Athens was bad in idolatry, Corinth would have been worse. On top of a hill next to Corinth was a temple to the Greek goddess Aphrodite.
So we know that in
For those of you who remember the goddess Aphrodite, she was the goddess of love. And so in order to worship the goddess of love, they would perform physical acts of love. It was a very sexually immoral worship. And so when Paul gets to the city, what does he do? Does he do the same thing that he begins to do in Athens? No. Does he do the same thing that he was doing in Thessalonica? Does he do the same thing that he was doing in the city of Berea? For the first time in Paul's missionary journey, he stops preaching. And he sits down. And he goes to the marketplace and he finds the tent makers. Because that would have been the job that he would have done in the past. He had some experience doing it. But the tent makers that he meets and that he begins to work with, was a couple by the name of Priscilla and Aquila. And this is in Acts chapter
18.
Now Priscilla and Aquila were from the city of Rome.
And
we're going to find out later in this chapter that they are devout believers. And we can speculate on how Priscilla and Aquila became believers. In Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, there were people in Jerusalem from all over the known world. And it says that some of those people were from the city of Rome. Perhaps Aquila and Priscilla, being good Jewish people, were in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. We don't know for sure. However, you can imagine as Paul is watching this couple and how they're interacting. How he's hearing their testimony. How he's listening to them share the gospel with other people. How perhaps they were in Jerusalem and perhaps they're mentioning this message that Peter preached. And perhaps they mentioned the point where Peter said, "This Jesus whom you crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ." And you can imagine in this relationship that Paul has, something clicks in his mind. And he realized that his mistake was that he lost the focus and the center of what Christianity was all about.
So 忘记了基督教的中心题目。
And so then in verse 5 of chapter 18, when Paul and, when Silas and Timothy finally arrive, they find Paul preaching.
所以在第十八章第五节看到保罗在开始传道。
So what was Paul's reasoning for this shift?
保罗为什么要改变呢？
And we find him really explaining his thought process in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1.
我们可以从哥林多前书第一章看到保罗的思想。
He explains to the Corinthians that when he went to Corinth, he spoke in a certain way for a certain reason.
所以他跟哥林多人谈到他到了那个地方，他用一种方法来讲道。
And with and thinking through the background from Acts 17 to Acts 18, when he goes from Athens to Corinth, becomes essential in understanding what he's the nature of his ministry in the city of Corinth.
假如你知道他在使徒行传十七章跟十八章里面的经验，你会了解他到了哥林多。为什么在哥林多做他所做的事？
In chapter 1 verse 17 states,
第一章第十七节这样说的，
Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And we'll get to what he means by the gospel in a moment.
基督差遣我原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音。等一下我们会谈到这个福音。
And catch this very important next phrase. He says, not with words of eloquent wisdom.
他下面讲的话是很重要的。他说，并不用智慧的言语。
Paul got to the city of Athens.
保罗在雅典。
And when he began to preach,
当他开始传福音的时候，
he did not preach the gospel.
他没有传福音。
He did not preach from the scriptures.
他没有从圣经里面讲道。
He quoted three different things when he was there.
他在那边他讲了三件事情。
He quoted from an idol.
他用的是偶像。
He quoted from a Greek philosopher.
他用的是希腊的哲学家。
And he quoted from a Greek poet.
他用的是希腊的诗人。
And he was trying to use this eloquent wisdom in order to reach the Athenians.
他是想要用这一些希腊人的智慧来打通他们。
And he even states in verse 17 that he's not going to do that in Athens because that the cross of Christ would be emptied of its power.
所以他在十七节里面说，他不再这样做，免得基督的十字架落空。
So he explains why in verse 18 and following.
所以在十八节以后，他解释。
Because the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
And so now he quotes scripture.
所以他现在，
And he quotes from Isaiah. He quotes from Isaiah chapter 29 verse 14.
他用的是以赛亚二十九章。
And he says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.
我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
From where in the ancient world were the wise people known to come from?
在那个古时候，那些聪明人是哪里来的？
They were known to come from the philosophers and from the people really who were sitting in the city of Athens, the city of wisdom.
他们是都是那些哲学家从雅典来的。
And so Paul begins to ask some questions in verse 20.
所以在二十节的时候，保罗开始问问题。
He says, "Where is the one who is wise?"
智慧人在哪里？
Where is the scribe?
文士在哪里？
Where is the debater of this age?
这世上的辩士在哪里？
Because hasn't God made the foolish the wisdom of this world?
神岂不是叫这世上的智慧？
And Paul takes this concept of wisdom and turns it on its head.
保罗把这个智慧把它颠倒过来。
So that a foolish message of a man dying on a cross.
他讲的是一个人在死在十字架上。
Becomes far more wise than the words of the most wise philosophers around.
所以这个人在死在十字架上
For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God, through wisdom it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those that believe.
世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人。
So what did Paul preach when he got to Corinth?
所以他保罗到了哥林多，他传的是什么？
He'll tell us that in a moment.
等一下我们会告诉你。
But first he wants to continue to trace through this idea of wisdom.
所以开始他先要讲到这些所谓的智慧人。
And he's going to relate it to two ethnic groups of people.
他会向两种不同的人传讲福音。
Specifically the Jews.
就是犹太人。
And the Greeks. It says in verse 22, the Jews demand signs, that's powerful miracles.
22节说犹太人要神迹。
What was one of the ways that Jesus authenticated his messiahship?
基督用什么来证明他是弥赛亚？
He did many signs and wonders.
他显了很多的神迹。
The Greeks seek wisdom.
希利尼人求的是智慧。
They like ideas.
他们喜欢理想。
They like philosophy.
他们喜欢哲学。
Then he gives a contrast. But we preach Christ crucified.
他可是给他们个对比，他说我们要传的是基督被钉十字架。
And this crucifixion becomes a stumbling block to the Jews.
所以这个钉十字架是成了犹太人的一个绊脚石。
The Jews who demand the signs,
对犹太人他们要求神迹,
completely trip and fall over the idea that someone who claimed to be God could die.
可是他们绊倒了, 为什么绊倒了? 因为一个像神的人居然可以死。
The Greeks who are seeking after wisdom, find it a completely foolish idea that someone would have to die. But to those who are called, both Jews and the Greeks, those who are called, those who are the believers, it says,
可是呢,对于犹太人跟希利人里面的信徒们呢,得救的人呢,
says that Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God.
基督就从他们来看，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
Because the foolishness of God.
因为人的愚拙。
He's not saying that God is foolish.
他并不是说神是愚拙的。
He's using an extreme to make a point.
他是用一个极端的语言来表达一个意见。
The foolishness of God is wiser than men.
神的愚拙总比人聪明。
And the weakness of God, if he has any, he's using another extreme, is stronger than men.
神的软弱要比人强壮。
And in verses 26 through 31,
从26节到31节,
he begins to put the Corinthians in their rightful place.
他开始把这个格林多人让他们知道他们的正确的地位。
That because of the marvelous grace that God has shown to them.
因为神向他们所显的这一些神迹。
Because of a man who became more humble in the fact that he died on the cross.
因为一个人变成很谦卑，死在十字架上。
They have no reason whatsoever to boast. He says so much in verse 29. So that no human being might boast in the presence of God. Verse 30 and 31 state, He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.
所以在30节跟31节这里说, 圣洁救赎，如经上所记，夸口的当只做主夸口。
And so in the first two verses of chapter 2, he's finally going to get to the content that he preached when he got to the city of Corinth.
所以第二节他开始讲到他到哥林多所要讲的道。
And verse 1 says, Then I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom.
所以第一节他说，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
Remember what city Paul just came from?
你记得吗？他是从什么城来的？
He came from Athens.
他从雅典来的。
He came from a place where he did proclaim the testimony of God with lofty speech and wisdom.
他在雅典的时候是用高言大志来传讲神。
Where he did preach this message concerning the nature of this one true living God.
他是在传讲有关这个真神的特征。
But he left out something very important.
可是他把一些重要的事情没有提出来。
And so his resolution is clearly seen in verse 2.
所以从第二节你可以看到他所决定的改。
For I decided to know nothing among you.
所以我曾定了主意在你们中间不知道别的。
Except Jesus Christ. And him crucified.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
What shifted in Paul's message?
什么让保罗在他的信息上改变了呢？
Where at one previous point in time, he was preaching from a basis of philosophy.
在以前他是用哲学来传讲。
From the basis of this body of worldly wisdom.
从这个属世的智慧来讲,
from which he could try to explain and then defend the character of God,
想办法来怎么样解释神的特性。
And he goes to Corinth and he says, No, all I am going to preach is Jesus and him crucified.
到了哥林多，他说我不再讲那些，我只要讲基督耶稣跟他被钉十字架。
And so the message of the cross became central.To Paul's message.
所以十字架的信息变成保罗的讲传讲的中心。
And what was this message that Paul was preaching?
这保罗的传的是什么信息呢？
Flip over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
你翻到哥林多前书十五章。
And he explains it in the most clear terms.
他用很清楚的解释。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
He says in verse 1.
他在第一节说,
Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, by which you received, in which you stand, by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain.
他弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。
Paul says that this is the message that he came to Corinth and preached.
他说这个是他到哥林多来所传讲的。
He says that this is the message that the Corinthians believed.
他说这个是哥林多人所相信的。
And he says that this is the message that they will be saved by if they haven't believed in vain.
所以这也是这个靠着这个他们相信他们的得救不会突然的。
Now the word in vain in this passage doesn't have to deal with some kind of false faith.
那么这个突然这个字可能会指到一些假的信心。
He's not saying that they didn't believe strongly enough.
他并不是说他们信的不够强。
He says, beginning in verse 12, he begins to make an argument for the resurrection.
他从十二节开始讲到复活。
In verse 14, he says, If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain.
这十四节他说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
So the point that Paul is trying to make, saying you're saved by this, if you have not believed in vain, He's saying that if Christ's death and resurrection is historical, then belief in that will save.
他是说假如主耶稣耶稣没有复活的话, 你们所信的都是枉然。
So then the historicity of the death and resurrection of Christ is necessary for the message.
所以主耶稣基督的死跟复活是他信息里面最基本的也最重要的。
And so what is this message that he preached?
所以他现在传的是什么福音呢?
Chapter 15, verses 3 and 4.
在15章第四节跟第三节第四节。
For I delivered unto you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised again the third day in accordance with the Scriptures.
我当日所领受又传给你们的第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了而且埋葬又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
So what was not before I explain the content of his message, what was the source of his message?
他这个福音的来源是在哪里?
Was it the source of his message philosophy?
他的来源是从哲学来的吗?
Or an inscription on an idol?
或者是从那个假的神的上所刻的呢?
Or a quotation from some poet?
他是从哪一些诗人所说的引用的呢?
No, he says it's the source of his message that he preached in Corinth.
所以他说这些都不是，这些是他在哥林多所传的福音。
He says that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures.
他说耶稣为我们死的是照着圣经所说的。
So when Paul went to Corinth, he opened the Bible and he began to explain to them Jesus.
所以他到了哥林多打开圣经，就向他们解释有关耶稣的事。
And perhaps he showed them the verse we read this evening, Isaiah chapter 53. Where the prophet explains that it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
这也就是像是亚先知所说的，他求神让他受伤。
Or that the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
或者是神把所有人的罪恶都加在他的身上。
But the content of his message,
他的信息的内容呢?
It can really be broken up into two parts.
可以把它分成两部分。
There's the historical aspect.
对，有一些是属于历史性的。
The historical aspect being that Jesus was a real person.
的历史性呢，是表示耶稣是真的一个人。
And that he lived an actual sinless life.
他的的确确过了一个没有罪的生活。
And that he was crucified.
他是被钉在十字架上,
and he was resurrected from the dead.
然后他从死里复活,
that's history.
这是历史,
there are events that actually happened.
这是的确确发生过的事,
if they did not happen,
假如没有发生的话,
then there is no Christianity.
人就不会有基督教,
there is also an explanation.
也有一个解释,
it says that Christ died for our sins.
这里说耶稣基督为我们的罪死了。What
does this assume?
这个假设的是什么呢?
This assumes, first of all, that we have sin.
这假设我们大家都有罪。It
assumes that because of our actions, we have offended an infinitely holy God.
所以因为我们的行为得罪了那一个无限的神。
And therefore, because of God's holiness, He must pour out His wrath upon the sinner.
因为神是圣洁的，所以他对这个罪人一定要发怒。
And because He is an infinite God, the amount of wrath for the offense is infinite.
因为他是无限的神，所以他的怒也是无限的怒。
He's making the argument for our sins that because we have offended God in many ways.
保罗这里所说的，他所辩论的是我们在很多地方得罪了神。
Our punishment is an eternal death.
对，我们的惩罚就是永死。
Separation from God.
与神分隔。
An eternal torment.
对，在永久在受审判。
In a place called hell.
我们到的地狱。
However,
可是呢,
It says Christ died for our sins.
这里说耶稣, 是基督为我们的罪死了。
But who is this man Christ?
基督是谁呢?
Who is he that is able to die for our sins?
他为什么能够为我们的罪死呢?
If the punishment for sin is an eternal death,
假如罪的代价是永死,
then there's only two possible ways that punishment can be paid.
就也只有两种办法可以付上那个代价。
Number one, a finite human being has to die forever.
就第一个就是一个有限的人要永远死。
Or number two, an infinite being can die in a point in time.
或者是说第二点呢，就是一个无限的人死了。
And by infinite being, we say he must be an infinite human being.
所以我们假如他是无限的人，一定是无限的肉体的人。
There are billions of humans on this earth.
在我们这个世上有很多的人。
But none of them are infinite.
但没有一个人是无限的。
There is one and only one infinite being in the universe.
可在整个的宇宙里面只有一个无限的人。
It's one God who exists in three persons.
也就是这一个神是三位一体的神。
And the second person of this Godhead came and became human.
在这个神三位一体里面的第二位来到世上变成人。
So that an infinite human being could die.
这一个无限的人可以死。
And in a finite point in time,
在一个有限的时间上,
the infinite one could pay an infinite price
无限的人可以付了无限的代价,
for your sin.
为你的罪。
The cross is the central message in Christianity.
十字架是基督教的中心的思想。
Paul came to realize this through his mistake.
保罗从他所犯的过错里面得到这个教导。
And so his message changed.
所以他的信息就改了。
And the means by which he preached changed.
这样子他传道的方法也变了。
His ministry was much more effective.
从他的事工就更会有效。
And so I'd like to leave us with two questions this evening.
所以今天晚上我想跟大家留下两个问题。
Perhaps you'd say, my sins are still there.
也可能说我的罪仍然在。
I have not been forgiven for my sins.
我的罪还没有得到赦免。
Christ died for your sins.
基督为你的罪死了。
You can have forgiveness for your sins.
你的罪已经得到赦免。
If you'd only put your faith and trust in Him to forgive your sins.
只要你在他里面也相信他可以赦免你的罪。
And you can do this tonight.
你今天晚上就可以这样做。
Perhaps you say, I know that my sins have been forgiven.
也许你说我知道我的罪已经被赦免。
But when I interact with people in this lost and dying world,
可是我跟在这个 遗失的世界上跟人相处的时候,
and somehow that the conversation ends up in spiritual issues or talking about religion,
是当我们谈到有关宗教的时候,
either I run away from the conversation,
要么我就离开这个谈话,
I shut down and clam up and stop saying anything,
我就不会再说任何的事,
or I'd simply try to explain it using fancy philosophical concepts.
或者呢，我就用一些哲学的思想来讨论。
Instead of going back to the simple truth of the gospel that Christ died for their sins.
并没有回到这些简单的基本的真理。
That the center of Christianity is a cross.
这个基督的教的中心是十字架。
And that the people to whom you're speaking can have forgiveness of sins in the same manner that you are.
跟你讲话的人就像你一样，他的罪也可以得到赦免。
If only you would share it like Paul did.
只要你像保罗一样的跟人家来分享。
Is the cross the center of your Christian witness?
这个十字架应该是你的见证的中心。
It's a terrible, gruesome sight.
这是一个 What is it say?
It's a terrible and gruesome fight. A man hanging on a cross. But the worst event in history is also one of the greatest events in history. When God died, God the Son died, satisfying forever the wrath of God the Father. That you and I might have forgiveness of sins and restored fellowship with the God who loves you so much. Remember that today. Remember that this next week. Remember that message this next year. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the cross.
天父，我们谢谢，为了十字架谢谢你。
It seems like a terrible event.
你看起来好像是一件很恐怖的事情。
Yet you, Father, have orchestrated the events of history.
但是你设计了这个历史上的一切的事情。
In a manner that, in a most ironic manner, in which you could send your Son.
在一个件事情上，你可以把你的儿子差遣了。
To be killed in a brutal and violent way by the most wicked of men.
被这邪恶的人用最残暴的方法把他处死。So
that some of those very men who were responsible for physically putting your Son on the cross.
让那些人，他们要对你的儿子处死的负责任的人
could receive life.
让这些人也可以得到生命。
But more than that, Father,
可是更重要的,
we who are morally responsible for putting your Son on the cross, that it was our sins that nailed him there, that we could receive life from his death, and life from his life. We thank you and we glorify you for what you have done through him. And it's in his precious name that we pray. And we pray this through the power of the blood that he shed on the cross.
Amen.
Amen.